We're in the sixth parak. We're up to Mishnah Dalet in Perkei Avos. It says, Kachi Darka Shel Torah. This is the way in which one is able to grow in ways of Torah knowledge. Pas B'melech Toichel. Instead of indulging, one should have the bare necessities, the bare minimum, including bread with a little bit of salt. Umayim B'msura Tishte. Water, which is in a small measure, one should drink. Yel aretz tishan, sleep on the ground. And the Kahati says that means even without a pillow or blanket. V'chai sar tichye, and one live their life with these forms of being deprived. Nonetheless, v'atarat ha'amir, you should still learn Torah. So what does that come to tell us? That means a person is supposed to live this type of life. So Rashi says that this is really words of encouragement for a person who is poor. A person who has only the bare minimums of life, very bare necessities to survive, they should not completely give up the opportunities of learning Torah, but rather even they should be able to find a time to learn. Some explain that this is referring to those who are wealthy and affluent, that if they spend so much time by prioritizing, only accumulating their wealth, and becoming prosperous, what ends up happening is they'll not have the time to be able to learn. So therefore, they should instead not necessarily focus on all of their comforts, even though certainly there's nothing wrong with the blessings that they have and to enjoy them, but to also make time for learning. And then the Mishnah says, "Vimata osikin, if a person does this, ashrecha v'toyva, if you praise her, it'll be good for you. Ashrecha b'yom hazeh v'toyva cholam haba. You'll have a portion in the world to come, and olam haba, but ashrech, you'll all be praised in this world. Because when it comes to the poor person, even though he could be down and depressed because of his situation, but Torah is that which will make his heart happy, and therefore he will feel praised also in this world.